American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 292. Here is the translated text as follows. 260 X. American State Trials. The defendant was going to pay a dollar or so. He didn't think that Gant stole that paltry dollar. He expected him to ask where Mary Fagan was. That, gentlemen of the jury, is why he jumped back when he saw Gant. But Gant spoke to the defendant. He just said, "Howdy, Mr. Frank." The defendant felt relieved then. Gant told him that he had left a pair of shoes in the factory and wanted to get them. "But it won't do to let him go in that building now," thought the defendant. Suppose he should find out? He mustn't go in there. So the defendant said that he thought he had seen a Negro sweeping Gant's shoes out of the building. Then Gant said he had two pairs of shoes in there, and that maybe the other pair wasn't swept out. This was the last hope. What could he say to that? He had said that he saw the Negro sweeping out only one pair. In a few days, this murder must be out anyway. To keep Gant out would arouse his suspicions, and this is what went on in the defendant's mind. "I'll let him in, but I'll guard him like a thief." And he said, "Newt, go with him." Strange to say, Gant found both pairs of shoes just where he said he had left them. Gentlemen, does that look like the defendant had seen a Negro sweeping them out? Does that look like the truth? After he had let Gant in the factory, what did he do? He called up the factory by phone, a thing that he never had done before. Why? Why did he do that thing? Gant. Gant. That's why. He wanted to know if Gant had gone, and whether he was any the wiser. He couldn't rest until he knew this. This Banquo's ghost of a Gant was haunting him. But when he knew that Gant was safely gone and everything was all right, he was in a fine humor then. He could laugh and talk. He could sit down in the house with his wife and read baseball in the newspaper. He could laugh and try playfully to break up a card game. He felt fine and relieved, as glad and free as a schoolboy. Old long-legged Gant was gone, and everything was all right. Now, about Newt Lee, I don't want to thresh out all the